seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of DuPont Boulevard, that's Route 113, and South Bedford Street. The 911 address is 23697 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 23, Parcel 13.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a temporary mobile office trailer for a period of 2 years to accommodate up to 8 Del Dot staff. Thank you. Oh, staff would note we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Skip Sanders, residential address 514 Willow Street, Ellendale, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening. How are you?
Just fine. And you?
Good. So, as stated, requesting a special use exemption for a 56-foot long by 12-foot wide mobile office trailer at our Georgetown admin offices, and it'll be in the parking lot. The use of the trailer is for our, well, it's for 8 construction inspectors. Maximum occupancy would be 8. They'll be there. They'll come in, check in the morning, do a few paperwork items in the morning. Then they come back in the afternoon. Same thing, maybe, you know, a half hour to an hour in the morning and afternoon. The only exception would be rain days, of course, or any weather days. They're going to be in there all day. I don't know if there's going to be night work, so that could be a possibility, but we have a fire permit, and the trailer is just electric and heat only. There's no water or restroom or sewer.
There's air conditioning? You said water and heat.
Yeah. Or no water, but heat. Yeah, it'll be heat and air conditioning.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want them to get too hot in the summer.
Right.
Okay. And this is for, you need this for a period of 2 years?
Yes. And then the trailer, we already have plans after that to move it to a different maintenance yard in the South District.
Okay.
So why do you need the, are these added employees? And what do they, I mean, you say they come in and check in and then they are leaving.
Right.
Why aren't you putting them in the main building?
Yeah, good question. So I should have stated they're actually what we call consultant inspectors that are hired by Del Dot when, I don't actually know all the reasons behind that, but they're consultant inspectors working for Del Dot when work gets too much that we only have a set number of construction inspectors. So the reason is that admin building is getting too full. We have plans for, we call it a DOTS building, basically just another admin building in the works, but I don't have any set.
Do you build a new admin building there?
Oh, no. That would be down the road, and I don't even know full details on that, to be honest with you. But
so these consultant inspectors are probably for some road work that's going to be done in Sussex County, and they need a central location?
Yeah, because they report to the people in that the Del Dot admin building there. So the proximity is important to them, but they're not our company. They're not Del Dot's.
Okay.
State owns this property?
Yes.
And they don't have bathroom facilities, so they're going to use them in the admin building?
Yes.
Okay. I'm counting on the road work getting done in Sussex County.
State.
Not in the summertime, too.
I would ask about the amount of parking spots, but I guess Del Dot's got that covered.
Yeah, there is a lot of extra space in the, I guess, planned southeast region there.
Then you could always go to DMV, right?
Right. I think some of, yeah, you mentioned is it's owned by Del Dot. I know some of the areas shared up there by the north side by the busing dart, but it's they stay out of our way.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't have any questions.
I have, I guess, more of an administrative question that I'll ask.
Yes.
For our staff. The I guess I get more and more confused every day with there's properties in close proximity that are owned by the state that have fences that did not need to be approved by us, that are, you know, that don't conform to our ordinance, and there are mobile or temporary offices. So why this one?
I can only speak to the fences. There is a section in code that allows the director to consider fences that are for commercial and institutional purposes to be taller than the permitted height.
Okay.
So there is the ability for the director to make that determination. I cannot address why others have not come before the board.
Other diagonal to this property, there's also temporary structures that weren't approved by this board. I don't know that. We may have, but I don't know for certain. I know the fence wasn't. And I was told that it's because it's a state and they don't have to have our approval. So that's why, you know, that's why I'm questioning this.
This one, they made the application and came through the correct process. I can't speak for other past practices of Del Dot. In certain instances, certain things are exempt, but not everything is exempt from coming through.
Yeah, there may be some state code provisions specific to certain agencies at different points. You may know that we've gotten some, you know, like some schools and, I want to say, the conservation districts, some other agencies have come through with it. So, you know.
Yeah, okay.
How old is this office trailer that you're going to put in there?
Yeah.
I did not get a, it is used, that we bought it from Hale Trailer, and they didn't provide a lot of information like that. I was, I didn't.
Who's that?
Hale Trailer, H-A-L-E. I'm sorry, I don't have the date. I'm not saying they didn't have it. I should just say I don't know.
So you bought the trailer, or do you rent the trailer from Hale?
We bought it from Hale.
You bought it?
Yeah, because we have future needs if this weren't to work out. But
you should know
that
by year and
yes, yeah,
in the future.
Thank you. You're right. It was worth the price, shall I say? But yes, I appreciate that.
She's giving you a third degree, isn't she?
I don't want any of that tar and chip. I want to pay the rate.
That's what we do in Sussex County now. I did look in the trailer before we bought it, of course.
So it's not falling apart.
Right, yeah.
It's in good shape. Okay. All right. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here? Oh, Mr. Sharp, do you?
I have nothing, thank you.
Anyone here in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,255 for a manufactured home-type structure to be used as an office for Del Dot for a period not to exceed 2 years.
Second that motion.
Of a motion and a second, so by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, the case is approved.
Great. Thank you all.